It's 46 days past Election Day, and we're starting to get a feel for how much cheating, fraud, and dirty trickery there was in this year's election. As expected, it was pretty bad. Absentee ballots are a big part of the problem, which even the New York Times admits. People were caught red-handed forging absentee ballots in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Montana, and Tennessee. In other cases, people who voted early by absentee ballot voted again in person on Election Day. Sometimes people get absentee ballots from multiple precincts. In North Carolina, a man bragged on Facebook about casting 5 different absentee ballots, so that's one guy who got caught. It's pretty stupid to brag on Facebook about committing a crime, so I'm guessing he's an Obama supporter. In Ohio, an NAACP official was caught delivering dozens of absentee ballots to the Board of Elections, which is illegal. Every election across the country, Democrats are caught with piles of absentee ballots. They can't seem to accept the simple, common-sense fact that it's illegal for one person to possess more than one absentee ballot. Back in 2008, also in Ohio, somebody got tired of filling out fraudulent absentee ballots and dumped 70 of them back at the county building with no signatures. They were all filled out in favor of Democrats, but unfortunately they were unsigned, so they couldn't use them. What does it say about our country when even the crooks are too lazy to get their work done? Many times, absentee ballot fraud is discovered when voters try to vote on Election Day and discover that somebody already voted in their name by absentee ballot. In case you're wondering how such a thing can happen, Democrat Representative Jim Moran's son and campaign manager was caught on tape helpfully explaining how to do it. That was embarrassing even for a Democrat. The poor schmuck was forced to resign, but I'm sure Daddy will rehire him as soon as the smoke clears. Regular visitors to jpattitude.com know I've been preaching for years about how dysfunctional and crooked our election process is. How bad is it? The Heritage Foundation studied the 1982 election and calculated the daily political machine in Chicago manufactured 100,000 votes. And the study noted the same techniques being used in Wisconsin, Philadelphia, and Tennessee. JP Attitude has 60 pages of documented election fraud by the Democrat Party stretching back decades. I wrote a column expressing my not-so-humble opinion that the Democrat Party is indistinguishable from an organized crime syndicate, and I've detailed how the 60-40 Senate vote that inflicted Obamacare comprised 12 Democrat senators who shouldn't have been in the Senate. Switch those 12 invalid senators to the Republican side, and Obamacare doesn't come close to passing. Before this year's election, a radical left so-called think tank released a study purporting to show that voter fraud is rare and insignificant. The Brennan Center is funded by people like George Soros, and their study was quickly dismissed by real scholars. But Democrats and their cooperative zombie slaves in the media have been trumpeting that doggone study ever since. Here's what you need to know. They used a narrow definition of what constitutes election fraud, they compiled their numbers by mailing surveys to prosecutors, and they assumed that guilty verdicts were an adequate measure of election fraud. Think about that for a second. Are convictions ever an adequate measure of crime? We have very good data for marijuana use. The data says there is one marijuana arrest for every 12,000 joints smoked. Marijuana possession is a very easy thing to prove compared to voter fraud, so if marijuana use is 12,000 times higher than the arrest rate, which in turn is higher than the conviction rate, the rate of election fraud has to be at least 12,000 times higher than what the Brennan Center claims. Election fraud this year was dizzying in its variety and complexity. In Detroit and Philadelphia, Republican poll watchers were physically threatened and removed. In Nevada, Democrats registered illegal aliens and threatened them if they didn't vote. In Illinois, election judges were caught tampering with ballot boxes during off hours. In North Carolina, they rounded up busloads of mentally incompetent group home residents and brought them to the polls and showed them how to vote for Democrats. In Houston, the NAACP goes into the voting booth with voters to make sure they vote for Democrats. A similar thing happened in New York, where a Korean interpreter thought part of his duty was to show Koreans how to vote straight party Democrat, and in Ohio, where busloads of Somalians were brought into the polls and helped by Democrats. The president in both 2008 and 2012 consciously and purposely raised campaign funds from foreigners, which is against the law. The Federal Election Commission is investigating, but don't hold your breath. The president is their boss, after all. The United Nations sent a team of election supervisors to watch our election process for the first time this year, and they couldn't believe how poorly our elections are run. Specifically, they couldn't believe we let people vote without showing any sort of ID. For once, the UN is right. That's today's dose of common sense.